This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In front of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee today, House Resolution 24, the Federal Reserve Transparency Act of 2015, a bill, quote, to require a full audit of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System and the Federal Reserve Banks of the United States. You may know it by its more simple political shorthand, the Audit the Fed Bill, an idea made famous by, among others, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. The desire to audit the Fed, though, to increase the accountability of what can at times be an opaque government agency, comes with various degrees of desired transparency. One of those takes comes from Andrew Levin. He's a professor of economics at Dartmouth College and before that a Fed staffer for many years. Professor, good to speak with you.
Great. Nice to be with you.
We should say right off the bat, this is not an audit the Fed proposal as we have come to know it, right?
Right. So I think a critical distinction here, and the reason I would not support the audit the Fed proposals that have been made in the past, is that the Federal Reserve's ability to make an independent judgment on specific monetary policy decisions is very important. It should not be subject to any kind of political interference. So what I'm proposing here is a regular annual review. I can see, you know, where there are dangers of throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and that those need to be avoided. But on the other hand, there is room for improvement. Not surprising after 100 years that there are some significant ways to improve the Federal Reserve's governance and transparency and accountability to the public.
Just to be clear here, the Fed is – its financial operations, its balance sheet and its transactions, they are audited on a regular basis, right?
Well, there's an important distinction we should make. The Federal Reserve currently has a private organization to a standard audit of its financial sheets every year. That's purely intended to detect any evidence of fraud or mismanagement. That's not intended to try to see, is there anywhere that the Federal Reserve could be more effective in promoting the interests of the public or protecting the taxpayers?
Talk to me for a minute about the regional Federal Reserve banks, the ones in New York and Chicago and Philadelphia, all of those. You want more transparency about who is on the boards of the regional feds, about how they choose their presidents. Explain to me why that is important.
The problem right now at the Federal Reserve is that there has never, ever in 100 years been a single African-American serving as president of a regional Fed. There are 12 banks, 12 regional Fed banks, 100 years. You can call it 1,200 years of tenure. And not a single one of those 1,200 years of tenure has been served by an African American. So there's clearly a problem here. And the proposal that I've made is to change the process to make it more transparent and to ensure that the directors and the Reserve Bank presidents represent the broader American public.
Do you think people would be surprised to find out that the regional feds, there are ownership stakes held in the regional feds by the big commercial banks, and the big commercial banks have representation on the boards of the regional feds?
Well, people I've spoken with are generally surprised. There's no conspiracy here. It's just, as I say, traces back to the founding of the Fed 100 years ago, the fact that that's the way the organization works. But again, 100 years later, I think it makes very good sense to make a relatively modest change to the Federal Reserve. You preserve the regional structure. You preserve the 12 regional Federal Reserve banks, but just make them fully public and fully accountable to the public.
Andrew Levin worked for many years at the Federal Reserve. He is now a professor of economics at Dartmouth College. Professor, thanks very much for your time.
Great. Thanks a lot. Good talking to you.